Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this eight-part series, Jill and I talk about what to do when sellers call you back because they sent you, they're returning your calls. What to do when they're calling you back after you sent a ton of offers out to see if they want to sell their property. This is episode 5 of 8. It's called The Seller Called You Back, but 5 years later, 5 years after you sent the offer out.
Which happens all the time for us, by the way.
Jill, this is a great show. Before we start, let's take a question from a caller.
Great. Okay. Mark from Indianapolis asks, are investors made or born? I love this. I love this question.
That's hilarious.
So is it either a you have it or you don't have it skill? So I think that's a great, great question. Stephen, what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, it's a good thing that we don't look at these questions before. Jill and I try not to look at these questions before we
record.
Right before the show.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we might lose some customers, but I think a little bit, it's probably 20% you're born with it and maybe 80% you can develop it.
Okay, wait. So you say investors are, 20% nature, 80% nurture?
Yeah, that's probably, ballpark number. And I bet if I thought about it tomorrow, the numbers might change. But yeah, I think there's a little bit of both is what my whole point is.
Oh, which one's more? Is it more?
Oh, you can learn more. You can develop the skill way more.
Okay.
But you still have to have that, I call it the inferno. You still have to have that inferno in your gut, that just deep, crazy desire to want to, make some money on your own.
I get it.
Or just do a deal. You know that, Jill. You're a born deal maker.
I get it. Okay, I'm trying to think about how I want to answer this. I'm going to go with 50-50, Stephen, because, there's so much of it that you have to have that drive, like you said. You got to have the drive and the desire and the, boy, if you can read people and work with people, there's so many things that help. And by the way, you got to have some huevos, I got to say. I mean, I'm serious, because you might be...
Spanish lesson.
There we go. That's it. So you got to have some guts to make some of these decisions and act on some of these properties, right? Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. But you can learn most of it.
Oh, yeah. You can learn a lot of it. So I think you're... Okay, you know what? I'm gonna scale it back. I'm going to say you can learn more, but you still got to have some of that core whatever. So I think I wonder where Mark is on this. I wonder why he's asking.
Well, I think that if you're listening to this show or have any interest in flipping real estate, flipping land and all the other stuff that we do, you've already passed that nature test and now it's learning.
Yeah.
So what the percentages are don't matter. You got to have that inferno, like I said, and then I think it's really all about developing the skill.
Mm-hmm. If you're this far along and you're you already know that's what you want to do and what you want to be, you want to be an investor, whether it's, with a group or for yourself, you're already there. You don't need to ask anymore. You just need to go and do it. And then
if you're asking that question, you have it.
You have it. You got what you need, and then go from there. So
all right, so what about this topic, Jill?
Okay,
5 years later.
Yes. So
I'm trying to explain myself to new customers constantly.
Right.
Because everybody's skeptical, and I think you should be.
Right.
But one of the things, too, that they get skeptical about is, we always say, you send these offers out.
Mm-hmm.
They stick it in a file somewhere, usually where they keep their tax bills, their property tax bills,
mm-hmm.
and they call back forever. We get calls back from 10 years ago regularly. So this show is all about what do you do when a seller calls you back and it's 5 or 8 or 10 years later? And I know you're an expert at this, Jill, because you take these calls daily.
Mm-hmm. I do. Well, my first note is great, it works. You know what I mean? Or not only that, it's really great. Look how well this is still working.
Yeah.
So you're 5 years later, still getting calls from a mailer you did how long ago? It's, you know, once you're in, yeah, careful what we kind of joke about. Once you're in. You know, it's gonna keep happening. So it's great. Would you want to comment on that? You want me to go next?
Absolutely.
Okay, so my next point is, the thing about it is, who are you dealing with now? This is what's so interesting. Okay, so 5 years later, great. Your mailer, your offer, it stuck with them enough that it was been in their file for 5 years. So you did that right, which I love. Now, are you still dealing with the seller, or now did the kids find dad's file? You know, that happens. It's 5 years later. Dad may have passed on. Now it's the kids that opened up the file, and boy, there's your letter on top. You made an offer on this property that the kids may not have even known it even existed, you know, until now. And so, you know, who are you working with? So you got to kind of figure that out.
Yeah, there's lots of triggers that there's a ton of triggers that cause people to sell their property. And, you know, we've developed the skill to send mailers out that are not just mailers and inquiries, but they're really actually offers. And the vast majority of the people that are going to call you back, they call you back within the week from receiving the offer, because they're experiencing one of those triggers. Maybe they need some money. Maybe they're tired of paying the taxes, and hopefully you did the data scrub right. And, you know, they're contacting you because they want to get rid of their property. Mm-hmm. Sometimes those triggers happen 5 years later. Like, the owner passing away, or one of the owners passing away, is a huge trigger. Mm-hmm. Especially if it gets, you know, handed down to the kids or whoever the beneficiary, the recipient is of the estate. And they just don't have anything to do with some property that's not even in the same state. So
exactly.
When the trigger happens, it can happen years and years and years later. In fact, we see it on a daily basis. We see the people calling with those triggers. And my opinion is that the closability of a transaction 5 to 10 years later after the mailer has been sent is extremely high, for a ton of reasons. You know, they just, if you've ever managed an estate, if you had parents pass away, you've got a laundry list of stuff to do. And one of them is sell some of these assets like this. And it's such an easy way to do this. We provide such an easy, I call it a service even. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's triggers can happen anytime.
You know, you're right. I love when you just said that we're providing a service, because so many people look at it like that. When they're calling us back, and the fact that, I love that they're calling us back 5 years later, and the fact that A, we're still around, right? And yeah. And B, we are interested in their property. You could just hear the relief on the other end of the phone. They're like, oh, thank goodness, because I didn't know what I was going to do with this kind of thing. You know, it's almost like, please answer the phone. Please answer the phone. You know, they're hoping that we're here and hoping that we still want the property. So I it's great. And then my last point was, you know, the rest is kind of the same as far as how you handle these.
That's my real question, Jill. And I think that's kind of what the show is about.
Okay.
What do you do? What do you do anything different? Do you I mean, let's say you send a bunch of offers out. Let's say you've sent 1,500 offers out.
Okay.
And 3 weeks later, you just get a ton of calls back. And we talk about that all the time, how to field those calls, how they're different from each other. Some are super interested in selling it. Some just mail it right back in.
Exactly.
Well, 5 years later, how do you treat it any differently?
By the way, 5 years later, they still sign it and send it back
in. Yeah. Yeah.
I had one. Remember that? I had one. It was so cool. It was clearly a little old lady with beautiful handwriting who signed it and sent in an old mailer back in the mail with like a licked stamp on it. It was so funny. And she put a note in there saying, if you are still interested in my property, I promise I will get back to you in a more timely manner. It was the cutest thing. So it was really, really cool. But, you know, the only things that you do different is, you know, in a good way, the property might have more developed around it, which is great. So it might be worth more. So, you know, I mean, The process is pretty much the same. Just figure out who it is, but the price may be a little bit different.
Yeah, that's really the big point to this podcast mm-hmm. episode. When they call back, their level of interest is extremely high after all those years.
Right.
And for whatever reason, they remembered your mailer, which isn't that just proves too that, we're sending the right type of offer out. They may or may not have gotten other offers. It's pretty doubtful the way right. that we scrubbed the data. That they probably got one or two over the years.
Right.
Obviously calling you back for a reason. So, and I'm sure it's because it's not an offer. It's an offer. It's not just some type of interest, like a postcard or something like that. Mm-hmm. This is an incredible opportunity to negotiate a better deal.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's it.
They expect it.
Uh-huh.
They're wondering, hey, I know things. They almost all of them say too, I know things have probably changed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still willing to pay that price? They tee it up for you.
They do. That's exactly what I was going to say. They come at it. They're like, I know you offered me this back then, but you know, I don't know if it's going to be anywhere close to that. I kind of understand. You know, you're right. They do set it up so you can reevaluate the property and look at the price. And the price could be different a little bit. I've had some where the price goes up or down too. So it could be worth a little bit more at this point. And then I'm gonna look at it and we're gonna be fair and talk about that. So that's really the difference is the price with the property.
Can you believe where we are right now?
I know.
I think we discussed that topic I think we answered the questions.
I think we did. And
covered it.
Well, can I share on our podcast what we're doing right now?
Yeah, I'm going to give the longitude and latitude too. Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Just because it's so cool where we are right now.
Are the longitude, you're going to put the GPS coordinates of where we're sitting?
Not sitting, but the city we're in and stuff.
Okay, I was going to say. Do the what three words and see who knows what that is. That didn't take off, did it?
It did for somebody.
Oh, but okay.
No, not for you and I.
Okay, got it. Okay, for our
Jill's talking about if you're looking for something to do if you want to
really
waste
bored.
The next 30 minutes of your life, go on Google and type in what three words. It's a what three words is a some. It's a website that somebody dreamt up so they don't have to use GPS coordinates.
I think it was some guys in England, wasn't
it? Was, yes,
that's what I thought.
My initial thought was, hey, this might be cool. And then I really looked into it and it's silly.
Yeah. And what it is they figured out that to have a, instead of a GPS coordination, you can do a combination of three words and get you within I think it's like a 5-foot radius of where you are. So where we're sitting right now might be coffee, balloon.
Coffee, balloon, master's degree.
Right. Something like that. And you could put that in what three words and it'll take you within 5 feet of that spot. So this is kind of cool. We could use this for our properties instead of GPS, but then it didn't seem to really pan out. And my thought was too, okay, by the time we explain this one to folks, it's just too much. So we didn't do that. So anyway, I was joking about using what three words to tell everybody where we are right now. Okay. So as Steven's looking up our GPS coordinates right here.
I have it.
Okay.
You let me know when you're ready.
Okay. Steven's gonna give that to here in just a minute. But what I wanted to say is we are actually streaming this live right now via Periscope. So before
Which is new for us.
Right. We've tested it a little bit, months ago, and then we kind of put it aside. And
you've ever wondered what we look like while we're interrupting each other? This is it.
This is
the way to do it.
Exactly. This is what our show looks like as we're doing. But this is remote. This is not our normal setup, but it's pretty close.
It's going to get normal.
It's going to get normal. Decided. That's true. It's because, yeah, our new normal is going to be constantly moving is our new normal. So I guess this is normal. So we are actually live video streaming on Periscope our show as we record our show. So if you're listening now to the Cashflow from Land Show, that wasn't live, obviously, but you can go find us on Periscope, and it's going to be there. Usually stays for about 24 hours. So go on Periscope and look up The Land Academy. It's the same as our Twitter, The Land Academy, and you can see the show that we just recorded.
So GPS coordinates.
Ready.
3-3. So if you go to Google Earth and just type these GPS coordinates, that's where we're doing this show from. 33.845304. I'm going to say it again. 33.845304. And then the next number is -118.395560. That's how beautiful. We're in Southern California. Our podcast got and is increasingly popular, grossly exceeding what I ever thought it would do ever. And so now we can't stop doing it, even if we are on theoretical vacation. We have to haul some equipment around. But you know what? In the end, It's not so bad at all.
It's great.
It's working out great.
It is. I love it. Oh, cool.
So what are you doing tonight, Jill?
Getting on my bike.
Nice. Exactly what everybody does here in Australia.
Yep, that's what we do. We get on our bike, we bike everywhere, and we have and just have some fun. Get in a lot less trouble that way.
That hasn't helped us in the last few nights.
Exactly. We're gonna try it again tonight anyway. we're very optimistic about it. So, yes.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in property investment and in life. Hey, that actually went pretty well, Jill, for the first Periscope episode.
I agree. So,
is it any different, do you think, just because we're in front of a camera?
No different at all for me.
It seems a little different.
I seem different?
No.
Oh.
It just it takes a little getting used to get in front of the camera, no matter who you are.
Yeah. I like this. So for people, if you're doing the Periscope right now, we do our show is about 10, 15, 20 minutes each time, depending on the topic. And then we do a little bit of after show kind of thing, just some where we can kind of really let our hair down, have some fun and just be silly. So this is the after show part. So sorry, what? I'm just explaining it.
I know. We have to explain the audio blooper.
Yeah.
The audio after show. You know, Jill and I came up with this because we have guests on the show frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really fun to like talk behind their back after they're hung up.
Exactly. We've had some of those where we've gone, what the heck was that guy smoking?
And people call us and email us and say, hey, you guys need to turn your mics off.
Right. That's the funniest thing. They're like, oops, I think I heard something I shouldn't hear. And we're like, no, that was deliberate. So.
Hey, on that note, let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.